No, from a Tyrone perspective, we're very, very content with the 2 points over Kildare. It was a battle, but it was an opportunity for some lads to really show a bit of leadership. And there was two or three of them showing through: Niall Morgan, Con Kilpatrick, and especially Conor Myler, who showed their great leadership in the absence of Paddy Hampsey and Peter Hart and Matty Donnelly and things like that. So it was definitely a very, very pleasing one.
Yeah, and you know, how does the Tyrone look at the league? Do they look at it differently now as All-Ireland champions, or is it still the same? Do you want to stay in it and worry about staying up rather than worry about winning it?
I think the ethos always with Tyrone was, you know, to stay in the top flight football. You know, BCID, I know it can, you know, I suppose other people beg to differ and things they got there, you know, talking to the football people, you know, over the years and stuff like that, they'll argue somewhat against it and have their reasons. But I think it's always prime preparation for the championship. You know, when you throw into the mix the local derbies you have with Donegal and Armagh, you have Monaghan in there, and then obviously the big three as well with Kerry, Dublin, Mayo.
Yeah,
that's fantastic preparation for any championship campaign, and especially how tough Ulster, and actually it's going to get even tougher this year with more teams to the fore.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, that ethos has held on. Mickey Hart always stressed it, and always had hammered at home that you've got to stay in Division 1 football, you've got to get the preparation right for the championship, because that's where the main show was at. And I think Brian Duher and Fergal Logan be very much aware of that and preparation for the times ahead. And look, we're going in as All-Ireland champions, and obviously, you know, it's a tag, yes, you carry it, there's teams out to get you, they're going to come at you that bit harder, that bit faster, that bit more with more ferocity. So you have to deal with that, Tom.
Yeah,
we have been in that position, I've seen it before. And it certainly is, it's a nice mantle to carry, no doubt about it, but there's teams that are keen to get at you, but it's just, you know, you wouldn't have it any other way, I suppose, when you think of that.
3 points and hardly be enough to retain that status in Division 1, and I suppose the sooner you get another two or three on the board, the better.
It's massive, Tom. You know, as I say, looking at Tyrone and Donegal, we haven't exactly been shooting the lights out, you know, in the first three games, and performances is, I suppose, way off what some would expect. But look, it is the time of year, it's winter football. It's early on in the league, but I think what Saturday night may throw up is a chance for some team to really grasp the nettle and set their stall out in terms of keeping their Division 1 status. Because a loser in this game could, you know, really potentially find themselves in a relegation dogfight, you know.
Yeah.
So, and it's, look, Donegal and Tyrone games serve up nothing else but, you know, tough physical, you know, tight battles. Like, and especially when it's in Ballybuffet, it's not a happy hunting ground where Tyrone's concerned in the National League when you look down through the years.
Yeah.
You know, so, look, with the lads back in suspension, you know, we've got to really, you know, start getting the performances right. And I think if Tyrone get the performance right, that, you know, the come away with actually all right on Saturday night. Look,
so
it's easier said than done.
You expect that Paddy Hampsey and Peter Hart and those guys will be back in the team?
Yeah, I would anticipate them to return. Massive players, and, you know, it is a place, you know, it's not a place for the faint-hearted, let me tell you, when you get into Ballybuffet. And we'll certainly need all the physicality we can, because, you know, McCool Park, it is a smaller field, a smaller pitch, you know, and especially with the defensive styles that both teams can employ, it's going to get very physical. And I think, you know, with the leadership, we'll need all the leadership we can get and all the experience we can get if we're to come away with 2 points on Saturday night.
Yeah. And Donegal, as you said, well, they're in a strange position. They've 3 points after, three games, but their style of football is coming for a lot of criticism. Is that it seeping across into Tyrone? Are you getting a whisper of it?
Maybe not so much a whisper of it as such, because, look, we know the threat that Donegal can carry. We know how tough they are in Ballybuffet, and even our management, you know, have tasted football, you know, down in Ballybuffet, and know how tough it is to come away with 2 points at any stage, or even a championship win. So, look, I suppose Donegal, looking at the Kerry game, I had been watching it, so, myself. So I think just they'd obviously be disappointed in their performance against Kerry. There was key areas in which they could have maybe made their mark on the game. You know, various mistakes at key stages of the game got turned over quite a lot. So I think on the back of that, you know, you have a little bit of a wounded animal there coming into Saturday night, and that wouldn't be ideal, you know, as it looks for sales, because Donegal's going to be, they're going to be very geared up. It is Tyrone, you know, it's all Ireland champions in their own backyard. They're going to want to get at them. So we know the threat that's going to be posed by Donegal, and know that a win in this game can set teams up really well for Division 1 retention, rather.